Why did the Flash leave the greasy diner so quickly? He got a bad case of the runs. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of December 11th, 2014. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I am joined by
Andrew Dupe.
Man, actually, I think this mic that you're using is actually clearer than the one you regularly use.
Probably.
That might just
it's actually a good mic. That mic is like $10. This mic is more than that.
More than $10.
So I hope it's clear.
Clear. Yeah, it definitely sounds clearer. Maybe I'll touch quieter, but that's all right, too, because you always came in louder than me anyway, so you can pay to be quieter.
Whatever. Cool. You can fix it in post.
Yeah. Considering the amount of space there always is between either of us talking, yeah, I actually could if I wanted to spend an hour doing it.
Yeah, there you go. But,
if we were better at this and, you know, didn't have the big spaces of dead air between our sentences all the time, it would be a lot harder to do.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, free software.
Speaking of being better, I think that every joke we start with has to be a poop joke.
You know, I didn't want to use that one because it was a poop joke.
Poop joke, fart joke, they're all the best.
I didn't want to step on Good Job Brains name drop territory, you know?
No.
They mention and talk about poop and make poop jokes all the time. And every time they mention it, they make the joke about how they mention it all the time. Come on, it's like you don't even listen to that show.
Apparently. I don't even know you.
Alright, let's see. That's probably our mandatory ramble. We should probably get into the actual, you know, news.
News ramble.
The news ramble, yeah.
It was a pre-ramble.
Going into movies, which, once again, just a ton of trailers. Because, you know, trailers are fun.
Yeah.
And they happen. So, we have to start a new Kingsman The Secret Service trailer. You know, one that actually tells us a bit of what the story is, as opposed to the previous ones who have just kind of been teasers. Did you watch it? Did you see it, Andrew?
I didn't, but I saw an article, and I think they miswrote, but they said that this trailer was the best movie of 2014. I think they wrote that wrong, or they really, really liked the trailer.
It was a real good trailer. That's obviously overstating it, but no, it's a real good trailer. This movie could very potentially be the best movie of 2015, but I mean, it comes out in February. February 13th, 2015 is when Kingsman is due out. And I gotta tell you, from this trailer, it looks pretty awesome. Also, Samuel L. Jackson, he's the bad guy, apparently. That's what you find out in this trailer.
He plays good characters all the time. Good guys, bad guys.
And everything in between.
They're always the best. Is there an in between?
I don't know. Probably. Going to Star Wars, there's Grey Jedi. They're in between. There's, you know, neutral characters in D&D there in between. I don't know. They exist. Just don't question me so much. Just let my weird sayings go.
Okay.
I usually let your stupid sayings go.
It's because you don't have anything to say to it.
This is usually the case. Usually I'm just dumbfounded in the silence.
Yep.
Anyway, like I said, February 13th, 2015, We have a link to the trailer in our show notes. The trailer is awesome. You should be like me and watch it, and not be like Andrew and nope, don't watch it.
I saw the first one. I'm gonna see the movie. Taking my time.
All right, next trailer. Mad Max Fury Road, which I until I saw the news about the trailer, I kind of forgot what was happening.
Yeah. I keep forgetting, and then they release a trailer or like some promo, and I'm like, oh yeah. The thing.
I don't remember the other Mad Maxes that well, so I can't tell you how it looks compared to the other ones. But hey, it looks they're walking through a de walking slash driving through a desert. There's like sandstorms and shit, and there's crazy ass people, all effed up.
Yeah.
And actions, lots of action and explosions, I think. People dying, by the looks of it.
Looks pretty great.
It does. I had actually not realized who the cast. The main cast is pretty good. We have Tom Hardy as, Mad Max. Tom Hardy was Bane, and he was in, what was the dream one?
Dream one?
Yeah, with Leonardo DiCaprio, I think, with Inception. There it is. It's Inception.
Right.
He was in Warrior a couple years back, which was a very popular like UFC movie. Tom Hardy is great. Charlize Theron is the lady lead. She's always great to see. Imperator Fury something. Furiosa. That is right.
Furiosa?
Imperator
Yeah, it's
Furiosa. Oh my
Furiosa.
god. I hate you. I hate you so much. You have no idea. Zoe Kravitz as Toast. I don't know if she's. Does she act? Is that a thing she does?
I don't know.
Let's see. According to IMDb, she has 23 actors' credits. She was in Divergent. She was in After Earth. She was in X-Men First Class, Angel Salvatore. I don't remember who that was.
Either.
Californication for a few episodes. Apparently, she's done things.
And stuff.
Just nothing that I remember. Nothing that I've seen except for First Class by the look of this IMDb credits.
Divergence weird. Did you see the trailer for the new Divergent?
I think yeah, but if that the like 20-second teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
It
did.
just makes no
No,
sense.
it doesn't. But I also haven't seen the movie or read the books, so I have no idea what they're. And it also this movie, last on the main four on IMDb, is Nicholas Holt as Nux. I didn't realize it was him. Even seeing that his name was on the credits, like before I watched the trailer, I didn't realize it was him until almost the end of the trailer, because he's one of the people who looks all messed up. Like he looks like somebody cross stitched on his lips. Like not that his lips are sewn shut, but that each lip is like stitched on, and he's all bald and super pale and creepy looking.
Crazy people.
Yeah, he's a crazy person. But Nicholas Holt is always good to watch too. So, trailer looks awesome. Lots of action. Mad Max. What can you expect? May 15th, 2015 is when that one is due out. Now this next trailer, I hadn't heard a damn thing about this movie existing until I saw this news about a trailer. It is called San Andreas, and it has nothing to do with Grand Theft Auto. Just
Which
throwing that
was
out there.
my first reaction.
Mine too, when I saw San Andreas trailer, I was like, what? That can't be right. What?
Finally, a GTA movie. What took them so
I
long?
mean, it does star The Rock. I gotta say, so when I saw The Rock and then San Andreas, I go, yeah, he could pull off CJ, the muscular CJ, yeah. Anyway, what this is actually about. It's in the aftermath of a massive earthquake in California. A rescue chopper pilot makes a dangerous journey across the state in order to rescue his estranged daughter. So, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is a rescue chopper pilot. I assume none of these, of course, none of these people have last names, but except for, look, Ewan Grufford's character has a last fucking name. I'm assuming either Alexander Daddario or Carla Gugino are his estranged daughter, one of them. I assume Alexander Daddario because she's the highest credited on the IMDb.
That's usually how you judge those things.
Exactly. And she, you know, I've seen her in a couple of things. She's good. She was in, what the hell was that? Percy Jackson. She was in Percy Jackson movies.
Or see those.
I've actually only seen the second one.
It's because of, Mal, right?
Well, partially because of that, but did you see both the Percy Jackson movies? Yeah, I went with Erica to see the second one, but I just never got around to seeing the first one. Netflix? She wanted to see it, because she saw the first one on Netflix. And so we went out to see the theater. Went out to theaters to see the second one. I hit a cable. I said, I don't know if you heard it, but I hit a cable. And then it buzzed in my ear.
Buzzed in my ear, too.
And probably at least on the recording. And it also has Colton Haynes in it. Getting back to San Andreas. Colton Haynes, you haven't watched Arrow yet, have you?
Yeah.
Colton Haynes plays Speedy, except he doesn't go by Speedy, which is Green Arrow's sidekick, is Speedy. You know, eventually he gets there. He doesn't start there, obviously. But in, like, season 2 or 3, the end of season 2, he starts, you know, joining up, actually, with the Arrow. He's pretty good in that show. He's quite good. And also, San Andreas has Ewan Grufford, who was Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four movies. You know?
Yeah.
He's great in all sorts of things. Why that is the only thing I can name off the top of my head that I've seen him in, when I know I've seen him in a ton of other things, I don't know. But he's great.
We've been talking about Fantastic Four a lot.
We have. But
he's a way better casting choice than the other guy.
This is the only time we mention it in a good note, because Grufford is great. And also, Paul Giamatti is in this movie.
Yeah.
And Paul Giamatti is great.
He is.
So, that has me interested. He seems to play some, maybe, I don't know if he's like a geologist or something, but in the trailer he's talking, you know, to TV cameras, presumably, you know, to the general public. It's like, despite the fact that it's, you know, here in California, you'll feel it on the East Coast, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, big trouble. Giant earthquake. Looks pretty cool. And last trailer is, there it is, Inside Out. I believe we mentioned this a few weeks ago, month and a bit ago perhaps, when there was the teaser out. This is the Disney Pixar movie where there we see like the emotions personified.
It's all the feels. Yeah. It has all the feels.
It does. It has all the feels. And then we get still not like, it's, you know, as animated movie trailers go, it's not a teaser, but, you know, there's still kind of a teaser because the trailer doesn't actually give you the plot. Yeah. We just see some more interaction, like we see the mother's emotions and the father's emotions and her emotions a little bit, and how that all works. But what the actual synopsis of this movie is, Going up can be, but I'm just gonna give you the actual important parts. Riley, the girl, is uprooted from her Midwest life when her father starts a new job in San Francisco. Like all of us, Riley is guided by her emotions. The emotions live in headquarters, the control center inside Riley's mind, where they help advise her through everyday life. And yeah, that's basically it. So their family moved Midwest to San Francisco. And now, she's a kid. Emotions, man. Emotions are crazy.
Yeah, especially in kids.
Yeah, exactly. Also, the cast is pretty great. Amy Poehler is Joy. Mindy Kaling is Disgust. Bill Hader is Fear. Phyllis Smith is Sadness, and Louis Black is Anger. Yeah, I know, right? The perfect cast for Anger. Louis Black. And Amy Poehler is like the perfect cast for something that is straight joy all the time. Like, anybody who's watched Parks and Rec understands Amy Poehler's ability to just be straight joy all the time. Because that's kind of what Leslie Knope is most of the time. Of course, I just closed the IMDb before I said what the date that that was coming out. Because, I'm prepared.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing this for a long time now. There it is. June 19th, 2015 is when that is due out in the theaters. Probably check that one out too, because it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah. I always check out Pixar movies.
Yeah, exactly. Pixar is what Marvel wants to be. The movie studio that can never do anything wrong. Because
Yeah.
every Pixar movie ever is a hit.
Even the ones that are like, eh,
Yeah.
it's almost not that good, still hit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, there it is. Alright, now that is our four trailers. All of those have links in our show notes, which will be up on the site. Now for the two things that are not trailers in our movies. Marvel has updated the Ant-Man synopsis, and we've got another a few new names. Not that the names give us a lot of information, but a few new names. So, the press release reads as follows: The next evolution of the Marvel Cinematic Universe brings a founding member of the Avengers to the big screen for the first time with Marvel Studios' Ant-Man. Armed with the astonishing ability to shrink in scale but increase in strength, Master Thief Scott Lang must embrace his inner hero and help his mentor, Dr. Hank Pym, protect the secret behind his spectacular Ant-Man suit from a new generation of towering threats. Against seemingly insurmountable obstacles, Pym and Lang must plan and pull off a heist that will save the world. Marvel's Ant-Man stars Paul Rudd as Scott Lang, aka Ant-Man, Evangeline Lilly as Hope Van Dyne, Corey Stoll as Darren Cross, aka Yellow Jacket, the main enemy of Ant-Man, Bobby Cannavale as Paxton, Michael Peña as Luis, perhaps, Judy Greer as Maggie, Tip T. Harris as Dave, David, oh my god, that's quite a last name. Dast Malchian as Kurt, Wood Harris as Gale, Jordy Mollà as Castillo, and Michael Douglas as Hank Pym. So, most of those single-named people in the middle there, from Tip T. Harris as Dave, Wood Harris as Gale, Jordy Mollà as Castillo, they are all, like, this is the first time we've seen those names. Both as actors on the movie and the characters. Now, it is very difficult to try and figure out who the hell these characters are supposed to be based on one name, or if they're completely new characters for the movie.
Yeah.
The only one is Castillo. There is a Dr. Castillo in the comics, but I don't think it fits with the actor casting, as in like gender and everything. Which, you know, is not to say that it isn't, because movies switch that if they have to, or if they want to.
They can do whatever they want. MCU, bro.
Pretty much. Which reminds me, apparently, I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago, that Marvel was in talks with Sony to try and get, you know, rights to do Spider-Man in the Civil War movie, and then maybe do their own thing. That has reportedly, you know, at least temporarily fallen through at the moment, although somebody started a change.org petition to try and convince Sony to just fuck it, let Marvel do it.
You
Because
guys can't do it.
here's the thing, it is really a win-win in what they're proposing is that Marvel's like, listen, let us, you know, we'll make the Spider-Man movies, let us use him, and you keep, you know, your part of the rights with Sony still makes fucking money off of it.
Which is better than
And
what they're doing
yeah,
now.
and Marvel makes it so it'll be more popular and probably better and can tie in with everything else, so there'll be more, you know, Spider-Man will show up in Cap movies. He can show up in Avengers movies now. As opposed to, I don't know, we'll do a Spider-Man movie every 2 years.
And
And
then we'll
Sony still.
reboot it and
Yeah.
then do stuff.
Sony still makes money. Well, you know, the only reason they first did The Amazing Spider-Man, that reboot, as opposed to continuing the Topher Grace one, is because Topher. Is it Topher Grace? Is that the wrong guy? Tobey Maguire.
That's the wrong
Tobey
guy.
Maguire. I always switch those around, their names. I don't know why. Tobey Maguire ones was neither Tobey Maguire nor Sam Raimi wanted to do another one immediately. They both wanted to do other things, but Sony was like, "We can't not do another one. We need
So
to."
Sony's apparently in talks with Sam Raimi again about doing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, those ones were more popular, but who knows? We'll see.
They were more popular and more hated.
I know, like they made more money, but yeah, they weren't as critically popular, I guess.
Don't
Review?
know.
Reviewly popular? Not reviewed as well, but they made more money.
They ruined Venom.
Anyway, yeah, they did a little bit. I've been watching the Ultimate Spider-Man on Netflix. It's pretty good. Their Venom is pretty good too.
Get to the Deadpool episode.
No, not yet. I'm still in the first season. So, you know.
Deadpool episode is like the greatest.
Hulk has shown up twice. Iron Man has shown up once or twice. Thor has shown up two or three times. Fucking Doctor Strange is in there. They're just throwing everybody, you know, everybody possible. Except for the Fantastic Four. Although, the Baxter Building did get a name drop. I'm waiting for everybody else in the fucking Marvel Universe to show up on that show. So apparently that's what they decided to do with the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Basically what they did with the Avengers Assemble.
But that makes more sense because almost everybody in the fucking Marvel Universe who's an adult superhero has been an Avenger at some point.
That's also true.
Like this Spider-Man show is weird with the high school Spider-Man happens, it does, and then but they've also got high school Iron Fist and Luke Cage, which is weird, and then Nova, I don't know what they did with Nova character, and I have no idea who White Tiger is. I've never heard of her before, but all
Either.
in fucking high school.
Nova, as far as I know, he's always been kind of like Peter Parker-y kind of character, living in an apartment stuff.
I don't know
The
a
only
lot
stuff,
about
the only
Nova.
comics I've seen him in.
Yeah, I don't know really much of anything about Nova. But anyway, Ant-Man, guys. That's a thing. That's still gonna happen next year. And last,
Possibly the loser one.
possibly, considering the amount of shit that has happened with that one. Hopefully not
But
though.
it'll probably be fine.
It'll probably be, you know, it'll probably end up being like those Pixar ones that are, well, I mean, It's not great. But you know what? It's still better than the other things right now. It's probably what it'll
Yeah.
be.
Still gonna be better than Fantastic Four.
Oh,
Gonna
God.
call that right now.
Everything's gonna be better than Fantastic Four. Ghost Rider 2 will be better than Fantastic Four. Okay? I've never watched Ghost Rider 2. I heard it was terrible.
Never seen it either. But
But
Ghost Rider was pretty great.
I liked Ghost Rider 1. I mean, sure, it was, I'm sure, not at all accurate to the character or anything like that, but hey, it was fun to
Better than
watch.
Nick Cage.
It's a fucking popcorn flick. Anyway, last on the movies. I guess it is finally time that we start forgiving people for the Green Lantern movie. Since, you know, Ryan Reynolds is now doing Deadpool, and the director of Green Lantern, Martin Campbell, has been. He will be getting another chance to direct a comic-based property. Now, this is not a Marvel DC comic, this is not a big deal. But this is more probably up his alley than, you know, Green Lantern is, because Green Lantern is weird, all the space shit. And this one is more spy-ish, and Martin Campbell also at least helped direct on Casino Royale, I believe. Now, which I never watched. I never watched that one.
It's weird.
I've only seen Skyfall of Daniel Craig. I've not seen the other two.
Weird.
I haven't got that far in my rewatch of all of the 50 years in my thing over there. Anyway, so Martin Campbell will be directing Sebastian X, is what the comic is called, or the graphic novel, technically. Sebastian X by Michelangelo Lanev is the writer of the comic. Basically, in Sebastian X, an almost fatally wounded cop has the
Almost
mem
fatally wounded?
almost fatally wounded has the memories of the world's most notorious terrorist, Sebastian X, implanted into his brain so he can infiltrate the terrorist organization and stop them before their next attack.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've never heard of this property before. It's, I guess, Humanoids is the publishing company, perhaps? Judging by how this is worded. But you know, that sounds like comic book spy.
Yeah.
It's vaguely reminiscent of Face Off, except instead of face, it's memories. And only one way, not they're both switching places.
What is face off?
Off. God, that movie is ridiculous in every possible sense of the word.
Yep. Another good Nick Cage flick.
Good. That's what we'll
Brought up
call
two so far.
it. Yeah. All right, that's all we have for movies. Let's move on to TV. So now
Fear the Bestial.
we got to talk about The Flash, why I did a Flash joke. Although, since we're not really talking about The Flash besides the show, Mark Hamill. We all know and love Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, the Joker, and also the Trickster in the old Flash show, where he was the Trickster. And he will be reprising, in a way, reprising this role on the new Flash series for the CW. Which, if we remember, this is kind of what they're doing. I mean, John Wesley Shipp, who played Barry Allen on the old Flash show, now plays Henry Allen, Barry's father, and Amanda Pays plays basically the same character. Well, the same character, but obviously the same character in the new show. She doesn't have the memories of the old Flash or anything like that. And so now, Mark Hamill will be reprising his run as the Trickster. So
Throwbacks are
Mark,
fun.
what?
Throwbacks are fun.
Yeah, that's kind of what the show is doing. I haven't actually watched the show yet. I heard it's good. I've not heard bad things about it. And I have seen the first two seasons of Arrow, and that's good. So, doesn't surprise me. This is pretty good. So the press release reads as follows. Mark Hamill returns in a brand new interpretation of James Jesse, a.k.a. the Trickster. Yes, that's right, his name is James Jesse. Like Jesse James, but reversed. Creative. Anyway, a role he originated in the 90s Flash series. In this new iteration, the Trickster is an anarchist terrorist con man serving a life sentence in Iona Heights, who helps Barry and Detective West to foil the citywide attacks of a wannabe trickster eagerly following the original's deadly footsteps. The episode will reunite him with John Wesley Shipp, who went against him in the original Flash on CBS version. And according to the article that I read here is he was one of the most memorable characters from the original Flash run, and apparently it's been said that his portrayal of the Trickster is kind of what gave him, or what brought the attention of the producers of Batman the Animated Series to him to do the Joker.
Sweet.
And also, just judging by the outfit of the Trickster, I can see why he was memorable. You should Google that.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, no, that outfit.
It's a costume.
Right? Yeah, it's a costume and a half.
Yep.
It's colorful.
Very colorful.
But Mark Hamill, guys, still getting work. Good on him.
All the work.
All the work. All right. Second and last in TV. Krypton. It's a thing that is happening. So David S. Goyer, who is was he the producer or director for Man of Steel? He was important on the Man of Steel movie. Sci-Fi is turning to him to develop Krypton. Which is obviously it's a Superman prequel. Krypton takes place years before Superman, when the House of El was shamed and ostracized. So this show is going to follow Superman's grandfather as he brings hope and equality to Krypton, turning a planet in disarray into one worthy of giving birth to the greatest superhero ever known.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like really the sound of that.
Per se. Could be like, okay. Like the beginning of Superman was cool. They're on Krypton.
Here's the thing.
If they got someone who was involved in it, then it'd be cool.
Here's the thing I'm worried about. Doing this prequel thing is a very difficult balance. You know, I've heard Gotham. Gotham, I heard, is really good. You know, but then I think back to this, just the sound of this from that press release makes me think of Caprica, which personally I actually enjoyed, but nobody else apparently on the whole fucking planet liked that show besides me, and that ruined the chances to do anything for Battlestar Galactica again. Like that, you know how hard they had to fight for the, what the hell was that thing called?
Iron
and Chrome and Blood and Chrome. That's it. Blood and Chrome. And then they still had to do it, release it online, because nobody wanted to touch it.
Yeah, Blood and Chrome was better than Caprica, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was more popular.
The problem that Caprica and Gotham has is they go and do the prequel thing, but they don't do anything like exciting with it. They're just like, here's all of the characters, and then they sit on it for like a season, and then not a whole lot of stuff happens. Like the characters you Like, Batman. You like Batman. You don't care about Kid Wayne. Or what? Kid Penguin or whatever. You care about, like, Penguin and Batman fighting Batman. So, the fact that this one is about the grandfather, there's not a whole lot of the connection between the two.
So what you're saying is you think... I know, I've heard that about Gotham, is they play too much on the, hey, this, you know who this guy's going to turn out to be?
Yeah.
The elbowing.
And that's what they always do with the prequels. They're like, look at this, you saw this guy in the thing.
Well, they didn't, I don't think they did that with Captain. They had one character, Adama, from Battlestar, in the prequel. Kid Adama, and he was just there because the show focused on his father. So they kind of have to show him.
That part was kind of right. They just did weird things.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed Caprica. I thought it was great. But apparently, again, I'm the only person on the fucking planet who thought that. I love that show.
Wouldn't say great.
I thought I really, really enjoyed it. And they did, some of the things were really cool. Like their VR shit that they did, those couple episodes, fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think the cast was great. And that and Sasha Royce, who I believe is Israeli Canadian, who's now on Grimm, fantastic. That was Adama's brother. Adama's awesome. Father's brother, the gangster, who was fantastic in that show. That was he's probably my favorite character.
Yeah,
and he's a fantastic awesome. Actor. If you need a reason to watch Grimm, use him because he's great in Grimm too. Anyway, Krypton, David S. Goyer. At the very least, we'll get to see some dragons flying around Krypton again, I'm sure. Because that was boss.
And, and those, like, Avatar things. Like, Avatar bird things.
Yeah, that's what I meant by dragons. I don't really know what the fuck they are.
Yeah, the things that they wrote on Avatar. That's what they were.
If you say so. I've never seen Avatar. And I don't plan on changing that ever.
It's weird. What about the rest of the Forkle?
What?
Or
Forkle?
What? I don't remember what they call it.
What are you talking about?
It's because it's like a trilogy, but it's got four movies.
Yeah, okay, I know what you mean, but I don't know what you mean. Like, I know what you mean by Forkle. I understand your stupid language.
There was a clever name for it. I just don't remember what it was.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about still. Is he making more movies in that world, universe?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's making three more movies.
I don't care. So
quadrilogy? I think.
Quadrology?
Yeah.
I don't know. Stupid word. Anyway, won't watch him. Not interested. Krypton. Maybe. We'll see. When we get more information. But still, as I said, David S. Goyer, who was a big player in the Man of Steel movie, so. And I'm pretty sure, despite the fact that the Man of Steel movie does get a lot of hate, everybody's favorite pirate was Krypton. So. That's good. Alright, Andrew. You ready to move into games?
Yeah. Got a list to start with. It is the winners of the VGAs.
And it's not even from BuzzFeed. It's a list and it's not even from BuzzFeed. Sorry,
crazy.
The link.
Good old BuzzFeed articles.
Which are literally
top 10 things you can do with your dog.
Funny thing. Have you watched BoJack Horseman yet?
Yeah.
They make fun of the BuzzFeed writer guy on that one episode. What is your article you're writing anyway? It's just a list.
That's the BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Great. Anyway, that's a great show. Everybody should watch that. It was Netflix. Okay, so VGAs.
So, starting from the top, best performance. Trey Parker as various voices in South Park, Stick of Truth. Best score and soundtrack. Destiny. Marty O'Donnell is the poser. Best online experience, Destiny.
Really? I mean, I guess what other games are competing for that this year?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Does WoW count? I mean,
I don't think it does anymore.
yeah, probably like, you know what? You're a 10-year-old game.
I mean,
Stop.
maybe next year the expansion can. But not like WoW. Just in general, it has to be specific to that expansion, probably. And even that, maybe not. Although, next on the list, Andrew.
Yeah, best mobile slash handheld game. Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, which I can't wait to find out.
You haven't played it on your computer yet?
No, I want to play it on my
Yeah.
tablet.
So play it on your computer and then play it on your tablet. You should try it, man. It's fucking fantastic.
Well, I've tried it on my computer,
Well, good.
but I want to play it.
I'm
Not
shaking my
just
head at you.
try or play around with it. I want to
Shaking
actually play.
my head.
Best fighting game? Smash Bros. For Wii U. 100% agree.
Who else was gonna win that? In a year that Smash Brothers came out, who else would win that?
Developer of the Year, Nintendo.
Smash Brothers.
Eh.
Smash
They released
Brothers.
Smash Brothers and Mario Kart. I mean, in terms of turning it around, they definitely deserve an award
Well, that's fair.
for finally supporting platforms they released.
Yeah, they're
Best
slow on
sports
that.
slash racing game, Mario Kart 8.
Hey, it's Mario Kart. I love Mario Kart.
It's not a racing game.
Yeah, it is. What do you do in
No,
Mario
it isn't.
Kart, Andrew?
You get hit by shells.
You race.
You get hit by shells until you land in last.
Maybe you.
You cry.
Wow, you have some bad Mario Kart memories, eh? Maybe we should.
Best shooter,
Yeah,
Far
that's fair.
Cry 4.
Haven't
I
played it.
hear that it's great.
I haven't played it. You know, I never beat Far Cry 3. Not, I don't think I even got halfway through Far Cry 3. So
Yeah,
I
I
don't.
got pretty far in Far Cry 3, and then Blood Dragon came out, and I beat the living crap out of it, because it was great. But then I just don't have any will to go back to Far Cry 3, because it's not Blood Dragon.
I don't feel that I'll be picking up Far Cry 4 at any time, ever.
Yeah, I
Unless
probably wouldn't either.
maybe it's like $10 or less, maybe then I'll get it. But otherwise, I don't think I'll pick it up.
Games for Change.
I don't know what that
I don't
means.
actually know what that category is. I guess just in terms of content. Valiant Hearts, The Great War, won it. It's a Ubisoft game. And it's kind of like a narrative experience game that is about the Great War, so World War One. So
No.
I guess that's what it's about. Like, War bad, game for change.
Here's the hearts that are valiant. Oh, is this the one? Hold on, maybe I did hear about this game, and I just forget the title. Come on, load
You
up.
probably have. It was on the front of Steam forever.
The one where it's like war, not everybody in war is a soldier or something? Like that was the tagline?
I don't remember what the tagline is.
This page is
Got a
useless.
dog in it.
Yeah, I see that. That's what I see on this page. This page is useless. You are the worst polygon. Why are you not giving me
Also,
what I'm trying
it
to?
won best narrative.
Yep.
I'm interested in this game. I wanted to pick it up, but it's too much money for not enough time and have that much money, so it got put to the wayside. An industry icon, Roberta and Ken Williams.
I don't know who they are.
Neither, but a quick Google will reveal this.
Your Google isn't quick enough.
No, apparently not. Whoa, it's happening in Wikipedia.
What? What do you mean?
Ah,
Oh, did it push down and you're like, hey, give us money? Yeah.
yeah.
They've been
Got
doing that.
scared.
They've been doing that for the past little while.
So yeah, they are influential in PC game designers. Graphic adventure games, including Mystery House, King's Quest, and Phantasmagoria.
Never heard of it, never played it, never heard of it.
I've heard of King's Quest. Yeah.
Exactly.
The other two, no idea, but eh.
It's probably more of an in industry slash people who are really into the industry thing, you know.
Yeah.
I play games. I'm not that into the industry of games. Anyway.
Back to the list. Best independent game, Shovel Knight, which is not surprising because it's all over. It's on the 3DS, it's on the Wii, it's on the
I have
360.
no idea what it is, but I do hear about it a lot.
Yeah, it's just a side scroller. A really good side scroller, but side scroller.
Andrew, I assume you agree with this next one.
Game of the Year, Dragon Age Inquisition. Yes, 100% agree. It ate and is continuing to eating like 100 plus hours of my life.
That's a lot of hours.
You can find out more about what I think and what our friend Rachel thinks in the Dragon Age podcast review of 2 up on the iTunes feed and on our site.
Yep, right now.
Also, best remaster. I'm gonna have to disagree, but I understand why my choice wouldn't have won. My choice, of course, would be Halo.
Because you're obsessed.
Because I'm obsessed. And it was actually a really, really good remake, except for the parts that don't work, that they're working on fixing.
Which was, I mean, the main reason people wanted it, let's be honest.
They're
Like,
selling
story's
bundles
great.
now.
Story's great, you know, I'm sure people want it, so maybe they want to replay it again once. But the reason they bought it was for the multiplayer shit.
Yeah, which are working and up and live for the first time since the games were new. Which is exciting, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
It's not exciting.
Mention that more later. So who did
Anyway,
win
I
Best
don't want to talk.
Remaster, Andrew?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5. Which is pretty cool, because it's got that whole first person change and stuff. And it actually looks like it's an actual good remake.
And somewhere in Grand Theft Auto 5, there's that building that you can drive off of on a motorcycle, and you basically motorcycle down the side of the building, up off
Yeah.
that big ass jump thing, do some flip like that. I don't know if, I assume you've seen that gif,
I have.
but it's boss.
Sandbox, guys.
Yeah. I need to
Sandbox.
go in Grand Theft Auto. I should just do what I do whenever I pick that up, because I'll pick it up eventually. Just go and do what I do in Just Cause to go out of my way. Like, I have to go over there, like 100 feet. But you know what? I think I'll go 200 feet the opposite direction so I can pick up a fucking helicopter and fly there. Because helicopters are the best.
Did you see the new picture that they released for Just Cause? The new one?
No,
Was
I
it
did not.
3?
I mean, I assume it's 3, since the last one was 2.
Yeah, so then 3. It's just like a string attached to like a canister of something, and he's got a gun and he's flying through the air, being dragged by this canister.
Just cause,
I
dude.
just like that they appreciate what people do with this game.
Which is like bullshit. Oh, yep, here it is. Like, it looks like a propane tank.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were like two people hooked to it. Huh. Yeah.
Looks great.
I don't use my grappling hook nearly enough to kill people.
And speaking of explosions and action, best action adventure game, Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor. I agree with that one too.
Of course you do.
Yes. That was a great game that I have to finish.
Oh man. Sorry, I just jumped ahead to the fan's choice once.
Oh, the fan's choice, oh.
Yeah, I just jumped ahead. That's why I went, oh man. Anyway, let's finish the last two not fan choice ones before we go there.
Yeah, so the last two not fans' choice ones. Best role-playing game, Dragon Age Inquisition. Yeah.
I mean, pretty much game, whatever is the game of the year is also going to win its genre. Let's be honest. Like,
Yeah.
that does
If it
not.
doesn't, then you're like, well, it's better than that if it's the best of everything.
Exactly, right? It has to win this genre. If it doesn't, something is something,
Who's
somebody's doing
in
it wrong.
charge here?
Anyway, and lastly, best family
Best
game.
family game, Mario Kart 8, sure, whatever.
I don't know what other family game came out. I don't.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Smash Brothers, is that a family
Just
game?
Dance?
Just Dance, is that a family game? If it
Sure.
is, there's no way it's gonna beat a Mario game.
Yeah, and I'm sure that suggesting such is probably video game heresy, but screw you, Mario Kart.
Mario Just Dance, Andrew. Mario
Cool.
Just Dance.
Surprised they don't do that.
Well, just it wouldn't be called Just Dance because the Just Dance is an Xbox thing, right?
No, it's everything.
That was it. I thought that was the Xbox one and the other ones were called something else.
Yeah, they're all just dance.
No. I
It's
don't
just
play those
special
games.
on the Xbox One.
I have not played any game like that since, you know, Dance Dance Revolution in high school. Yeah, high school. Would've been a long time.
Yeah, I love those games. They're so
I
great.
liked them, but I was terrible at them. Anyway,
That's fair.
fans, so let's go to the fans' choice, five
Fans'
here.
choice. Most anticipated game, The Witcher.
Three. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. And it will continue to be the most anticipated game.
As it gets pushed back.
Again,
And
for the
pushed
second time,
back.
I believe.
At least the second time.
So yeah, it's been pushed back till May 19th, 2015, this time around. And the guy, I don't remember the developer, you know, sent out this sort of letter thing. They posted it somewhere, saying, you know, they're apologizing and they set the initial release date too hastily, but they want to make it basically they don't want it to be
Assassin's Creed,
Assassin's
Halo.
Creed, Halo, Draenor. They don't want to have to piss you off after it's been released.
Well, that's courteous of them.
And here's the thing though, you have to strive for the balance of I can push it back once or twice, maybe, but eventually you have to release something. Right? You can't push it back too far, because then people are get annoyed at you and they stop caring.
You don't want them to stop caring.
You have to find the balance.
You gotta give them stuff while they wait. Star Citizen's doing pretty good at that. They're like, here, look, light stuff. Yay.
Really? If you say so. I stop caring. That's why I delete those emails and never look at the thing.
Sad.
I'll play it in 50 years when it comes out.
Maybe 50 years.
Anyway, back to the list.
Esports player of the year, Matt, Nadeshot, Hag, whatever.
Is
Esport
that
team
how
of the
you
year,
pronounce
Ninjas in
that?
Pajamas. Trending gamer, Total Biscuit. Total Biscuit, I know that one.
Yeah, I know who that is too. Why do I know that name? I don't watch any videos or anything like that. Search Google for Total Biscuit. Total Cynical Brit? I don't know, man. I must have just seen it somewhere. Cynical
Caitlin will
Brit?
probably know.
Yeah, no. Totally. He does
Caitland.
Cynical Brit on YouTube. So maybe he has
You know
something.
a Total Biscuit?
Maybe he has something to do with, what's that other one? Oh.
Yeah.
God damn it, what's the other one? They're all
Does he
British.
do Minecraft?
Yeah.
Is he involved with Yogscast
That's it.
or
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Yogscast? Sometimes? Is he solo or is he part of?
He does.
What about the other guys?
We have to ask our, for those listening, we have to
British
ask
ones.
Our resident YouTube
yeah.
expert, Andrew's producer, the resident YouTube expert, because we, Andrew and I, know nothing about YouTube people at all.
Caitlin's handy to have around.
Yeah, she's the resident YouTube expert, and also the resident Minecraft expert.
Also, best fan creation, Twitch plays Pokemon.
Yeah,
that's
what I went, oh god, for when I jumped ahead. Twitch plays Pokemon by Anonymous. That was this year. That feels like so long ago.
I know. In my life, though.
Oh, man.
Raise Helix.
The weirdest thing.
I participated in it.
Beware
I was
the
there
false prophet.
When we beat Lance, I was there when Venomoth beat Dragonite.
Oh, ATV?
Yeah, ATV.
Good old ATV. Yeah, I watched some. No, I didn't actually. I had nothing to do with it. I paid attention to it when the posts. I paid attention to it when the posts came up on Reddit. That's what I did. When Twitch Plays Pokemon was still a big deal. Alright.
Hat Films? I get confirmation that Total Biscuit is involved with Hat Films.
I don't know what that is.
It's a group like Yogscast.
Okay.
Who also does things with Yogscast.
Okay. He's a YouTube guy. Alright, Andrew, let's move to our next bullet about the Order 1888.
So, when the VGAs happen, there's a bunch of announcements and stuff.
Because that's what the video game awards are really about.
Yeah. All about the hype train. Whoop whoop.
Yep.
So the Order 1888 is like a badass game. There's not nearly enough trailers for it, but I really want it. It's all steampunky, and in this
Your
new trailer
steampunky.
That they showed up. Airships, man. Airships.
That reminds me, the last thing I did in Just Cause 2 was go to a blimp whorehouse on a mission. To hack their laptops on a whorehouse that's a blimp. It's weird. Just Cause 2 is a weird game, guys.
It is. Its multiplayer is so much lulls. But that's all for the VGAs. There was some other... Oh, no, there was another thing. The extended gameplay for the Wii U Zelda.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's what your... You should fix your note. Because
yeah.
What your note in the notes says is extended gameplay Wii U trailer. And I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to be? Of course, I didn't click that YouTube link under it, because why would I do that? I just wondered what you were trying to say.
Yeah. I'll fix it when I do my proofread.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
I don't believe you.
I believe me.
Anyway, extended look at Zelda.
Yeah, it looks really great. There's a lot of big Epona is in it.
Epona will not run into trees because horses won't run into trees.
That was the best line. Horses don't often do that. Very true. You guys get it. yeah, it looks cool.
I love Zelda.
Yeah.
So, Zelda's always good.
And it's coming out after Majora's Mask, which is, and also after the Star Fox game.
Right, yeah. The new Star Fox game they announced. Where he's getting back in the ship. Unlike the last Star Fox game, I think, which was when his ship crashed and he was doing the side-scrolly type stuff, I think it was. Something for, like, the GameCube. So long ago, there was last a new Star Fox game.
Yep. Long ago,
in a distant
land.
They also announced, what was it? It was Operation Steam or something? STEAM. Operation something. Which was a new IP, and people just didn't care. They're like, I don't care. Tell us about IP, Star Fox.
We're overdue for Star Fox.
Which, by the way, is the reason Nintendo does not do new things. Because every time they go, hey, we got a new thing, they're like, I don't care. Give me more Mario.
Hey, that Splatoon looks awesome.
Sure, I don't know what that is.
Showed it off at E3. It's like multiplayer with the little colored fish things, and you shoot. Okay. Whatever, it looks awesome.
I do not pay attention to... I don't know if you realize this yet, Andrew. I don't pay attention to anything like that. PGA's E3. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. That's why we've got the weekly news video game section, where you can keep up to date with all the video game news, because we care.
Hey, I put two things in the notes for the games this week. Two. That is two more than usual.
Yeah, that's true.
Andrew covers all of the video games. Almost all the time.
But you get all the comics, pretty much.
Which never has as much news.
Because, and most of the TV.
Because lo and behold, comics have less news than video games. Imagine that.
Also, in other good news, the Steam sale has a start date and an end date.
Most important is the end date, because this is going to empty your wallet. That is what Steam sales do.
It begins December 18th and runs through to Friday, January 2nd.
So, December 18th, you say. That is our next recording day, Andrew.
Yeah.
Look at that. I don't think I'll have any money then.
I definitely don't. I am not participating in this one unless there's like dollar games.
Yeah, which are always, I mean, they're always something that are, you know, $1 or $2 or $3, but they're never the great games that you really want to pick up.
Yeah, I probably bought them all. Speaking of buying and being poor and stuff, Xbox is going to accept Bitcoin on their digital marketplace.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, that's weird. I haven't heard about Bitcoin in a while. I thought it died because people figured out how to game the system, so the rich got richer.
Yeah, that's at this point in time, that's kind of what always happens with these things, because they're not... Shit, I just lost my word. I don't know. They're not yet really that reliable, let's say.
No.
Crypto coin is still too new. Nobody's really got it totally figured out yet. Dogecoin, man.
Dogecoin's where it's at.
Has the best one, because everybody, they don't really care about it, like the money. They're just like, huh, Doge. Everybody have some, because it's funny. That is the best crypto coin, because nobody's really that serious about it.
I even have a little Dogecoin farm.
I don't have anything to do with that. I just know it exists, and I find it funny.
Yeah. So, that's my stuff.
I'm hoping. I mean, maybe something like, you know, something Microsoft controlled accepting Bitcoin might actually stabilize, you know, and help Bitcoin and further crypto coins, you know, become something actually useful.
Yeah. It was a cool idea.
Yeah. Crypto coins are a great idea. They're just, it's not feasible right now. Not if with the technology and the socioeconomic and all that bullshit, you know. If you want to hear the specifics, go listen to somebody who's smarter than us. I guys. I can say the word socioeconomic, but I can't talk about socioeconomics. Let me tell you. But you know what I can talk about? The thing I put in the notes that we didn't already talk about. Because one thing I put The Witcher. The other thing I put here is this Kickstarter, which, again, like the last thing I shilled for, I have no... I'm not related to it in any way, shape, or form, except for the fact that Andrew and I have both used this before. Andrew might not realize it.
Yeah.
A Kickstarter for what is now called Codename, or now again called Codename Morningstar, by Trapdoor Technologies. This was what was supposed to be the character builder for Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. And for, I don't know, 2 weeks, maybe, a week and a half, there was a beta of this out. And then something fell apart with their agreement with WotC.
And not surprising.
And the beta disappeared. And so all the technology and everything was rights to Trapdoor Technologies, the company that's making it. So after, I don't know, a month now, they finally, I guess, decided to try and put it, you know, get it back to working and be able to, you know, put it up somewhere through a Kickstarter. And I imagine that means this one is not going to be, you know, Dungeons and Dragons specific anymore. It will be, you'll be able to use any RPGs, probably.
But yeah, I mean, it's because WotC's stupid protective about its properties, so it wouldn't feature anything.
Yeah, no, this will be a more Wizards general, related. This will be more of a general RPG thing, but still, I mean, we used it, and it was pretty damn cool. It was nice and simple. And it followed, or it led you, rather, through everything you need to do. And it's got sort of different things. I mean, there's one that you can get that just, you know, you're just going to be a player. All you need to know is, you know, player types of information. You got one for, you know, game masters, where you can, it'll help you prep, it'll help you set the rules, and it'll, you know, help you plan and track monsters and the stats and all that stuff. And also game designers, where, you know, you homebrew, mix up rules from different things, and basically not stiff modules like a lot of people kind of follow, just straight modules all the time, because they're not creative enough, / they don't have the time to make up their own stories. And this one is... you know, basically this one will help you make your own modules, really, because one of the bullets here is earn royalties for successful adventures. I don't really know, because you can share with your friends or publish to the world through this, and perhaps if it's good enough and people want to, you know, pay some money or something, you can maybe make some money back or something like that.
Maybe.
Anyway, this thing is really cool. It's got a really long blurb.
It's really, I think, built for mobile and tablets experiences.
Yes, it mostly
doesn't
is.
Have specific versions for each. It's all run in browser.
Yeah.
And off of the cloud, so there's no native apps. It's all cross-platform browsers, but it is definitely streamlined for... something with touchy.
Something with touchy.
Funny, I spew all that technical blah blah, but then I get to a normal word and I'm like, it's touchy.
It's touchy. Touchy feely.
Touchy feely.
So at the moment, they are at $35,700 out of their $425,000 goal. Which is a lot of money that they're asking for. But I don't know. Technology is expensive. Developing technology is expensive.
Gotta strip out all that WotC crap too.
Yep. And they have 24 days left to go in their Kickstarter. And there is a link to directly to the Kickstarter in our show notes. You guys can check it out for yourself, see if you're interested. And, you know, maybe throw them some money. Because it looks cool. Slash was cool. Alright. Now, let's move right into my territory. The comics
Torre.
section. So, first, let me
Comic,
start.
comic, 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 comic,
Don't you know? No.
comedia.
No. No. Stop. Don't ever. Don't ever again.
Right.
So, Dark Horse. Dark Horse Comics. We all know them, right?
Yeah, Star Wars. Oh.
Easton. Well, for another half a month. I think the rights go away at the end of the year, right? Or they already
I
go
think
away.
so.
Anyway.
End of the year, around the end of the year.
They will be putting into physical print for the first time High Crimes, a murder mystery written by Christopher Sabella. And is premier graphic novel illustrated by Ibrahim Mustafa? No, that's is that the LL, an exclamation mark? That's an exclamation mark. Mustafa. Sorry, I'm sitting too far away from my screen, clearly. My computer is loud, and my mic picks it up, so I gotta move my computer away. Sorry. So it's a premium graphic novel illustrated by rising star Ibrahim Mustafa. This will be a hardcover that collects 12 issues of the critically acclaimed, multiple Eisner Award nominated digital comic by Christopher Sabella, who has also written on Captain Marvel and Alien vs. Predator. Blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Here's the blurb. So, disgraced Olympic snowboarder Zan Jensen has relocated to Kathmandu as a climbing guide while running a sideline business as a high-altitude grave robber. Awesome so far. When a body is found at the summit of Everest with a treasure of state secrets under its skin, Zan finds herself in the crosshairs of a government hit squad bent on bringing the body home. As she races to the roof of the world, Zan will navigate bullets and avalanches to find salvation in the deadliest place on Earth.
Deadly.
That sounds awesome. And hardcover is always great to throw around, put some places, you know. Anyway, I think this sounds really cool, and generally speaking, Dark Horse does good stuff, even if they're just re printing slash printing for the first time. Stuff that's already been done. You know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else they do. I'm having a hard time thinking of anything
Dark
past
Horse?
Star Wars.
All the Joss Whedon stuff. Anything that has ever been Joss Whedon,
Yeah.
Firefly Comics, Dark Horse, Buffy, Angel, that's all Dark Horse. Now I can't remember anything else either. I don't know, but they do good stuff.
Do lots of stuff.
They do. Now, continuing on to the next thing. Also, not printed for the first time, but for the first time released in English, Viz Media will be releasing Master Keaton. This has nothing to do with Michael Keaton, Andrew. So calm down.
Michael Keaton is my master.
Now I'm just picturing Michael Keaton as like Obi-Wan in the Phantom Menace or Attack of the Clones.
Yes, Master Keaton. What do you think about this?
Oh. God.
Batman.
Anyway, now that I'm thoroughly distracted, where was I? So for the first time in English, it's never been translated before, but they will be releasing Master Keaton, which was created and drawn by Naoki Urasawa, and with co-produced by Hokusei Katsushika. God, man, why do I try and read the names? 'Cause I'm sure I'm just butchering them.
That's why.
It'll be rated T for
Teen.
teen.
E for teen.
Sorry, there it is. So, Master Keaton introduces Taichi Hiraga Keaton, an archaeology professor and part-time insurance investigator known for his successful and unorthodox methods, of investigation. The son of a Japanese zoologist and an English noblewoman, educated in archaeology at Oxford and a former member of the SAS, Master Keaton uses his knowledge and combat training to uncover buried secrets, thwart would-be villains, and pursue the truth.
Sounds kind of like Japanese Indiana
Indiana Jones?
Jones.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And it's yeah, it's just like post it's just post World War II, I believe, sort of time.
Yeah. I think it's around that area because you got moderny things like the SAS, but they're still noble women.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta have. I read that somewhere, but there's a lot of words in this article. Anyway, it sounds awesome because yeah, it's exactly. It sounds
Words are
like
hard.
it sounds like Japanese manga, Indiana Jones, and that sounds fantastic. And I totally want to pick this up. I don't know where it will say the date. It'll be published
I don't know.
quarterly.
There's no link in the show notes, so I can't help you.
That's fine. You wouldn't be able to help me anyway. I read faster than you.
Oh, that might be true.
I'm not insulting you for once, Andrew. Yeah, it doesn't actually say when they'll start. They'll be published quarterly, but doesn't actually say when it'll start.
Immediately.
Perhaps immediately in next quarter. I suppose if that sounds interesting to you, you could check out Viz. Is it Viz.com? I just closed that, so I should check if that is Viz.com or if it's Vizmedia.com. Like, I swear to God, if Viz.com is not go to Vizmedia, I'm really worried what it might go to. Because,
Yeah, that's a dangerous game.
this is a potentially dangerous URL. You know, Viz. So,
Just
Viz.com.
tossing out URLs.
Viz.com will take you to Vizmedia's website, and you can check it out there. Ooh, Death Note. I forgot that was a Viz show. Viz manga. It's a great anime. You should check that one out, Andrew.
That's the one with the book
Son
that
of
they
the
write
Book.
and people
People
die.
Die. Yep.
Look at that. I know my anime.
Yeah. Viz. I think Soul Eater might also be Viz. You know what Soul Eater is, Andrew? That one's on Netflix too. Too bad. I gave you a chance with another one that was on Netflix.
I
Besides
know, but
Death
just
Note.
gonna do
Anyway, so if you're interested in Japanese manga Indiana Jones, Master Keaton, you can check at the viz.com for more information, hopefully, because I can't find it. Alright, and last but not least, Free Comic Book Day. Free
Yay.
Comic Book Day, we now have the date. It'll be, I guess, the first Saturday in May. Is it always the first Saturday in May? I'm not sure that.
Yeah, because it's always like around the May the 4th.
So we have a little information on it too. So it's Saturday, May the 2nd. There'll be 50 free comic books available to some for 2015. Maybe some of the bigger stores might have all 50. I'm not sure that every store gets, all 50.
They usually do because a lot of them are double-sided. So it says
That's
50,
true.
but
But
there's
there's like
really only like
25.
25 actual books,
Yeah, that's true.
give or take. Some of them are full, but most of them are double-sided.
Usually they're double-sided because they're free comics that cost it's costing them money to produce them, so
It
they will.
costs you nothing.
And the gold sponsored comics have been announced already. The silver sponsored comics will be announced around December 17th. And there's an official comic shop locator. It's
Yeah.
a bit.ly link. Bit.ly slash FCBD store locator. That's not the greatest bit.ly link I've ever seen.
Normally it makes it better. Well, I think Bitly's weird ones.
I don't know. I have never used a URL shortener in my life.
Yeah, Bitly just gives you like actual short, but not custom URLs.
What's the other one? Tiny URL give you
Yeah,
custom?
tiny URL you can. There's a bunch more.
Interesting. All right, so now let's talk about the gold sponsor comics. So the 12 comics coming from gold sponsors are Archie Comic Publications, Dark Circle Comics. I have no idea what that is. No idea what Dark Circle Comics is at all.
Either.
Hold on a sec, Andrew. I'm gonna send you this link so you can look at the covers that they seem to have in here. They may not be the
You sent me
actual.
on.
What?
You sent me on.
I am sending it to you right now in the hangar. I'm not sure if this is final art or if it's subject to change. I don't know. And we have Bongo Comics. 2014 Bongo Comics Free for All. 2015, I assume it's supposed to say. It has the cover of that one is the Simpsons. They seem to be throwing the Simpsons and the kids from Shelbyville seem to be fighting over comics.
It's awesome.
Oh, or with comics. I'm not really sure.
Probably over.
Oh, wait a
Possibly
minute.
with.
Oh man. Where did I put? Sorry, I'm just realizing I forgot to put something in the notes. Because it's a boom thing.
You got to that studio adventure or anniversary special.
Yeah, and it reminded me of something else that was Boom Studios that I forgot to put in the notes. So, continue on. So, Boom Studios 10th anniversary special.
Sounds awesome.
What, the 10th anniversary special?
Yeah.
Featuring event all new quest with Adventure Time's Fiona and Cake, Garfield, Help Us Great Warrior, Iscariot. Oh, great! Help Us Great Warrior, Iscariot. Sorry, there's two different lines there, but I think it might be no. I don't know if those are the same thing or if two
No,
different
they're
ones.
separate.
Yeah, the next thing is please.
Otherwise, all new quest with Adventure Times Finn or Fiona and
Fin Cake
Cake
Garfield, yeah.
Garfield.
So Help Us Great Warrior is one, and then Iscariot is one. I have no idea what either of those are. We have Jim Henson's Labyrinth, always popular.
Yeah.
And then Lumberjanes,
I've
Mouse
seen that.
Guard, Munchkin,
Which I'm assuming
is
is
the
like
cards.
the
I'm pretty
game.
sure it is like the cards because Boom recently, I believe, started doing Munchkin Comics. With some Peanuts and regular show. So those are probably a few pages each of, those stories. Still, it's a lot of stuff in there. Dark Horse Comics, Fight Club, slash The Goon, slash The Strain. Is The Goon a movie? Because Fight Club's a movie, The Strain's a movie. I don't know if The Goon is a movie.
There's like Goons or something like that. It's like a hockey
Maybe
movie.
there's Goon with Sean Michael Scott. Is that his name? Sean William Scott? I don't know. Fucking Stifler. He's got three names, okay? I don't remember three names. And then the DC Comics is Top Secret.
Comes out
That's
next year for the movies.
what the Goons?
For DC.
What?
It's the DC movies out next year.
That's why they're not telling you any information, even the name.
Yeah.
Dynamite Entertainment has a Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers.
IDW is doing a Transformers. Robots in Disguise. They look really creepy, actually. You know,
Yeah,
on that
that's
cover,
weird.
their faces look really weird. Image Comics is doing a Savage Dragon Legacy. Savage Dragon Legacy number one. Savage Dragon is fantastic.
I
By the
have
way.
no idea.
They just recently did Savage Dragon number 200, I think, just this past week. Savage Dragon's great. It's weird and great. And I mean,
He's a
look at
dragon
him.
man cop.
Yeah, pretty much. Marvel Comics will be doing Secret Wars one. And Titan Comics will be doing a Doctor Who special. Three Doctors, three amazing new stories. So we got 10, 11, and 12 here on the cover.
12, 13.
Well, if David Tennant is 12, is 10, that makes Matt Smith 11 and Peter Capaldi 12. There's literally no. I love that people argue over Peter Capaldi's number, but they never argue over David Tennant's or Christopher Eccleston's or Matt Smith's. I'm like, well, guys,
Yeah.
if his number changes, all of them have to
That would push
shift.
everyone
Like,
back.
yeah, if you're counting John Hurt, all four of them shift. Not just Peter Capaldi's not the only one whose number changes, guys. All four of them shift. If you're counting John
It's because
Hurt.
linear time is easier to understand.
Anyway, United Plankton Pictures is doing SpongeBob Freestyle Funnies. I don't care because SpongeBob is terrible.
Or hilarious.
Terrible. And Perfect Square, which is the comic company of Viz Media, is doing a Pokemon one.
Sweet.
Because
X or
Pokemans.
Y.
Yeah, that's I recognize what's your beak there in the background. What's your beak, Andrew?
Yeah.
She had a name. She was like your rival,
Lot of
but
names.
she was like your
They're,
rival, but
the whole gang is there.
you but are they? Oh shit, they are. But the two of them are big. The other people are small. I didn't even notice they were people.
The dancing guy's there.
I see the hair, I see the nerd. Which one was the dancing guy? I don't even remember.
Big guy.
Oh, see the dancing guy? If you say so, I don't remember. I played that game once. I didn't really pay that much attention to it. I fought Pokemons. So yeah, free comic book day, guys. Yay for free comics. Okay. Now, for the thing that I forgot. No, if I could spell, this would be better, because I just need to check something. Good, I did spell it right. So, speaking of Boom, We don't have really any information on this besides that Boom is going to be doing a comic titled Wild Stallions with a Z. And with the S looking somewhat Z-ish. Now, those of you who like good movies may recognize the name Wild Stallions as the name of the band from Valentin's Excellent Adventure slash Bogus Journey. Yeah, exactly. So, as I said, we don't know anything besides the title, but it's almost, I mean, knowing Boom is almost definitely going to be something based in that, in the Bill and Ted's universe. And it'll probably be a mini series that could become a full series if it's popular enough, because that is how Boom tends to do things. That's what they did with the Evil Dead originally, or Army of Darkness originally, and then it was super popular, and they've been doing it for years now. But I just wanted to throw it there. Wild Stallions is coming. We also don't have even have a release date, but probably
Soon.
within the next year, probably by summer, I would say, if not earlier. I just love Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey, so I had to mention it, even though it's not really news because there's no information about it. It needed to be said. All right. Time to wrap the show up, Andrew. If you guys want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. I am at Dud75, DUD75.
And I'm at Dupe, DUP 3. Not an
In.
E, it's a 3.
Yeah, because he's not lead.
I'm
But
super
he
lead.
wants to be.
Super lead. The most lead.
You can find the show at Geekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Also, at geeklynews.com, you can find our website, where you can find our show notes, you can find some blog posts, you can find that review of 2 for Dragon Age Inquisition. You can listen to that or any of the shows streaming on the website. You can find the links to subscribe via RSS. You can subscribe, find the link to the iTunes where you can subscribe to the podcast.
As well as leave a 5-star rating and review.
Yep, that would be much appreciated. We would love you forever, and thank you very heartily on the
Love
show.
you long time.
No, don't ever do that again, Andrew. That's the worst. The worst.
Worcestershire sized.
And if you want to email us, tell us how terrible Andrew is at making jokes or anything else,
Amazing.
you can email us at feedback@geeklynews.com. Or you could contact us via Facebook. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ Weekly News. All right, that is all we have for this week. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, until next week, it's been dicey.
Ugh. Thief.